Hello and welcome to You Ruin Everything, this very informal episode of You Ruin Everything, where normally we watch and discuss every episode of the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm your host, Angie.
And I'm co-host, Mike.
And this week, we are not discussing an episode of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, because there's not one.
Yeah, we got to have something to do during this time off, right?
And somebody was kind enough to send us a fan fiction that they wrote, and we have read it, and we're going to talk about it. This was a fan fiction that was written for the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend Secret Santa exchange on Twitter that neither of us took part in, because we are not creative enough to do that.
Very true.
But somebody who did take part, this was a piece that was written for at Flowering Rebel on Twitter, and the person who wrote it did ask to remain anonymous, but they were fine with us reading and discussing this great piece of fan fiction. But before we get into it, we got a 5-star review.
Oh yeah.
Read that baby, Mike.
All right. By Curious Keebler, titled, Mike and Angie Are Great.
That is really nice. I feel like we don't need to read the rest of this review.
Ends are great, though. She knows exactly how to end a review. Unlike us. The banter between the two open and funny hosts makes this a great podcast to listen to, whether they're discussing Rebecca's latest hijinks or off on a thoroughly entertaining tangent. You'll find yourself laughing with Angie and Mike the whole time. I don't know how to end this review. Hashtag butt stuff.
Oh, no.
Someone finally took notice.
Somebody noticed, but they put it in a 5-star review. That means I have to keep doing it.
It's part of our persona now.
I've played with dark magics, and now I must pay the price.
Very cursed. Forever cursed.
This is what happens. This is what happens. So now every podcast has to end with hashtag butt stuff.
It's tradition now.
It's tradition now.
Start out as a test to see who is listening to the end of the show.
Apparently, an awesome person who leaves 5-star reviews and includes it in there.
By the way, thank you, Curious Keebler.
Yeah, thank you.
That was awesome.
That was really nice. That was really sweet. I was touched. And also, Facebook group update. Somebody finally voted.
Who's stupider?
You are!
Oh, man, no!
By 100% of the vote!
Guess I'm not shocked. And it wasn't you?
It wasn't me.
Well, I am stupider, I guess. But I can't disagree, but still.
It wasn't even who's stupider. It's who says more stupid things.
No. Well, also.
So, yeah, you are the winner. Congratulations.
I'm something.
Closing voting now. That poll has been decided. You say more stupid things by a landslide.
I feel, yeah. Great.
So that happened. So let's get into this awesome fanfic. This is called Tacos Giving.
A Greg Becca piece written by Flowering Rebel.
Flowering_Rebel.
Very important. Is that how they would find this on Twitter?
I think so.
If they wanted to read it themselves. In fact, they probably should. Let's pause for a moment to let people know where to find it on Twitter. I think people should read it to get more from our review, right?
Yeah. All right, so the link to the tweet will be in the show notes.
So you can read it.
So you can pause, read it too. Pause.
Come back.
Go read it.
Listen to our review.
Listen to our review, yeah. So this is Tacos Giving. And, Rebecca is off,
Future Rebecca, right?
Future
We're 5 years in the future here.
5 years into the future, Rebecca, which I love about this. Because I'm on record as I don't want the show to end with Rebecca in a happy relationship. I want the show to end with Rebecca happy.
Yeah, so this kind of assumes that ending here.
Yeah, this kind of assumes that ending, and I appreciate that.
So Rebecca's on a solo vacation in New York.
Yeah, she's checking out the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Is that the one that's in all the movies, like in the big plaza thing, and there's a gigantic tree?
Yeah, that's the one in Home Alone.
Yeah, got it.
And there are two precocious children. They're singing.
Talking a lot, making kid noises.
Yeah, just making kid noises like kids do.
No. Cute way, I guess, is presented here. Yeah. No, it's, yes. Some cute kids are singing and playing as Rebecca's enjoying the Christmas spirit, I guess.
Yeah, and she's cool with it.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Although, I will say, I noticed that Rebecca felt, like, the fanfic says that she felt a small pang of loss at having been raised an only child. Having a sibling's not that great. It's not that great. It's, like, I would have been just fine as an only child.
Yeah, but maybe you'd feel pangs if you're an only child, just like you are as a sibling to child.
Yeah, I was fine.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, you're fine either way.
Yeah, you're fine either way.
You'll make do. People are resilient. Then we're talking about, like, abuse or something here. No, we're not even talking about abuse. We're talking about siblings.
Yeah.
I had a sibling, but I'm sure I would have been happy without two. Nothing against you, Aaron, in case you listen. I don't think she does, but... in case you do.
Yeah, no, I would have been fine as an only child.
Eventually, the kid's frustrated mother comes and kind of ushers them out of there.
Yeah, gets them to agree to a different song and make mutual kid noises, and then they get shuffled out of there because it's flipping cold out. It's snowing.
We got to hear about what happens to Rebecca anyways. Get rid of the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, here, kids. So, one thing that I'm going to say that I don't like because I think it's done well, but one thing that this is not... my interpretation of what would happen after the show ended.
What's your interpretation of what would have happened after the show ended?
Well, Rebecca leaves West Covina, and here's why I've never been a Greg Rebecca shipper, even though this is a very good, excellent work. I never shipped Greg and Rebecca because Greg hates West Covina, but I feel like Rebecca loves West Covina.
Yeah.
Like the... all through the first season, she said, oh, I moved here because I just really wanted to live in West Covina, but oh, Josh just happens to be here. And I've always felt like, no, it's the reverse. Like, in reality, she moved here for Josh, but when she got here, oh, she found West Covina, and isn't that great?
Yeah.
And she's built, like, her own little found family.
Now, does it say here that she's not in West Covina?
Yeah. Yeah. Rebecca...
so where is she living?
That it does not say.
Yeah.
But not West Covina. And that makes me sad. Because, I mean, it's not just Paula that she has, like, sort of a found family relationship with. She's got Heather and Valencia and Daryl.
Yeah. And she's got the key to the city.
She's got the key to the city, and she's got White Josh. She has her like, brother-in-law that she just doesn't get along with very well. I'm not letting go of that. Not letting go.
Yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, that the idea that Rebecca would leave West Covina made me a little sad.
But you know, it's as likely an ending as any.
It is. It is. It just makes me sad.
People don't always stay in one city.
I know.
And maybe she's like one town over. Doesn't say.
Maybe she's just in Covina.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine if she's just
East Covina, maybe. Yeah, so as she's at this Christmas tree, the kids are out of there. She starts thinking about Thanksgiving's past.
Yeah.
Apparently last year she went to visit Paula.
Yeah.
Where was Paula? Did it say where she was living?
Paula's still in West Covina.
Oh, yeah, with Rebecca living in West Covina. Here it is.
Yep. And Tommy goes by Tom now.
Well, he is a man. Can't go Tommy as a man. It's a boy's name. You can do Tommy.
My dad went by Tommy.
You can be Tommy. It's all right.
It's fine.
So they were doing much better.
Yeah.
The family. They were doing well.
Yeah. Apparently Brendan is reselling items on eBay. So like he's stealing things and selling it on eBay, right?
That has got to be what it is.
Like that's definitely what he's doing.
I would say that's the most likely scenario here. Otherwise, I could see him collecting trash and reselling it, like combing through garbage bins. Dumpster diving, finding like throwing out things and like selling it as if they're like still working. Maybe doing some minor repairs in them. So I think these are the two options. Right. Stealing is probably a little more likely.
I think dumpster diving might technically be stealing.
Is it? No, I think that's abandoned property at that point.
I think you're right. I think it depends on, like, what lengths the people go to secure their trash.
We're going to have to get in touch with the author here and get some clarification on where these items are coming from.
Where is he getting these items from? I want to know.
Really important stuff here.
This is vital information, and, yeah, we need to know in order to fully understand this story. Where is Brendan getting these items he's selling on eBay?
And Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
In college.
He's in college. Good for him.
We didn't think it was going to happen, Tom. But
yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, good job.
So now Rebecca's getting kind of cold out there.
Yeah.
And
because it's snowing. Go inside.
Well, that's her idea. She's going to go drink a hot toddy? What is that?
It's like a tea and whiskey.
Tea? Like green tea?
Usually like a black tea.
Guess I'd have to try it. I don't know. Have you had one of these?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm not a fan.
I like tea and I like whiskey, so how bad could it be? Maybe it's, you know, I shouldn't judge. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Maybe I just had a bad one, but I did not enjoy the one I had.
Tea seems like it wouldn't be like a strong enough thing to mix alcohol with. Like it's too watery.
Yeah, that's kind of the issue. Like, it just tasted like hot whiskey.
It wouldn't mask the alcohol. Yeah, exactly. Watered down whiskey or some...
Hot whiskey. Hot lemon whiskey.
Yeah. Maybe some terrible. Maybe some Earl Grey whiskey next time.
Maybe.
All right, but then she kind of gets interrupted by Greg.
Yeah, first, she starts singing.
Oh, yeah.
She starts singing before she goes to rush off into the bar.
She's taking lessons, and she's singing One Indescribable Instant song.
Yeah, and good for her getting voice lessons.
Singing randomly in public.
It's fine. I've been in women's restrooms where people just start singing. It's fine.
That's what you want to do?
Yeah. It's like, I'm always like, do I leave the stall? Do they not know I'm here? Will it be weird if I leave?
Should you, cough or something? Yeah, they're going to think they're singing is terrible if you just leave. Maybe clap. I think clap is the appropriate response. Yes.
From inside the stall?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, next time I'm in a bathroom and somebody starts singing, I know what to do.
Applause. Standing ovation, hopefully, assuming you're in a proper situation for that.
Maybe not a standing ovation. But yeah, and her singing is what causes Greg to notice her.
Oh, right, because he knows that voice anywhere.
And then Rebecca, like, sort of panics. Because the last time they saw each other was apparently very awkward.
Yeah, so she's kind of squeaks out a response to him, right?
Yeah. Can I just say that the author got, like, both Greg and Rebecca's voice down, like, very well.
I noticed that, too. Yeah. Like, I could see the characters. Like, yeah. I didn't have to stretch to imagine these characters in the story.
And let me tell you, that is very much appreciated. I cannot tell you how many times I've been reading Buffy the Vampire Slayer fanfiction, and I've just slammed my laptop shut and yelled, "That's not something Buffy would say!"
So we got a highly critical fanfic reader here, and she approved. This is the first piece of fanfic I've ever read.
Really?
About anything.
Oh.
So I can't really compare, but it seems good.
Oh, let me tell you. When it's wrong, it's upsetting.
So Rebecca here is kind of hoping that Greg will be fat or something, or...
Yeah.
Or unhappy somehow.
He's got a hat on, so she's hoping at least bald.
That's still a possibility. That tends to happen. Was the father bald? I'm trying to remember. He wasn't bald, was he?
No, but it's usually, they say it's usually through your mother's side. Like, so if your mom's dad was bald.
What if both are bald? I'm just screwed then.
And you're just fucked. Which, I mean, I don't know if that's coming to fruition right now.
Well, time will tell. Or a high position viewing angle may tell as well.
Maybe sometimes when you forget to write down your predictions and I'm sitting right across from you and staring at the top of your head, maybe that will tell.
As I'm writing down my new predictions?
Yeah.
It's possible.
Maybe.
Might be some slight signs of possible future baldness. Were we in the story? Got lost?
So Rebecca starts remembering the last time they talked to each other. And, yeah, I guess it was like, it ended well, but it was super awkward.
Yeah, they talked about the Marco incident.
Yeah.
And both of them are trying to take blame. So their argument, or their own taking blame, is mimicking the argument of the fan base here, where everyone's trying to decide which of the two are to blame for the incident, Rebecca or Marco. And I think it's pretty mixed.
Well, because I think they're both to blame, but Rebecca was, like, in a more vulnerable place, and what the fuck, Marco? It's your kid's ex-girlfriend!
You know, I don't think we need to rehash this argument.
So, Rebecca, that's your ex's dad!
Some personal responsibility might be in order.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're both taking responsibility here.
Yes, he may be. Marco might have been a little inappropriate here, but at least he's kind of owning up to it, trying to take a little, trying to make Rebecca look better, even though
it's the right thing to do.
Yes, that's such a terrible guy. He just had a little misstep here.
nobody's perfect.
So yeah, then that encounter left with Greg returning to his girlfriend.
Yep.
Or fiance, does it say?
Girlfriend. Just his girlfriend, yep.
Kate.
Yep.
Was Kate a name that Marco gave Rebecca in the show, or did...
I can't remember.
Because she asked, I remember her asking for a last name in that episode, but he wouldn't give it to her.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it must have been Kate.
Maybe.
And Marco just withheld the last name.
Maybe.
And middle name, in case it was common.
Did he give a first name? Because I feel like with just the first name, he could probably
start narrowing it down.
Probably start narrowing it down just by stalking a Facebook page.
True. But if they were interacting a lot on Facebook, it'd be pretty obvious anyways, even if you didn't have a first name.
Yeah.
They I feel like Greg is not Facebook. On Facebook.
You think so?
I don't think so.
Thinking about getting rid of Facebook.
Do it.
I like the podcast group, but like, our stuff gets buried because I won't pay to promote it. So, like, even people who follow us, like, don't see the post, so it's like...
Yeah, that seems... I don't want to be in a pay-to-play situation here.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I might just leave it. And only use it for the podcast, but otherwise...
So you'll be like Greg, and you'll abandon Facebook.
Yeah.
Or like me, for abandoning Facebook post-Trump. Anyways, don't want to get off on that tangent.
I mean, don't we? They're apparently often entertaining.
According to some one Keebler elf, or Keebler...
Curious Keebler.
Curious Keebler. So anyways, Rebecca then returns to reality. Apparently drifted off, because I think Greg had to, like...
No, she just came back to reality.
Yeah, I think she was... She must have been daydreaming for a moment, because I think, like, she started remembering this last interaction, and then Greg's like, Rebecca! So she asks about Kate expecting that they're going to be happily married and whatnot.
Yeah, and, they broke up ages ago. Because she wanted to get serious, and he was not ready.
Yep.
Not ready for seriousness. And, apparently Rebecca starts getting a little dreamy here.
Yeah, he gets a little dizzy, starts...
Yeah, because Greg starts to worry if she's okay or not. But yeah, she's like, no. She like almost gets like manic here, like where she's just like, no, I'm fine. I'm good. Great. Just, you know, do you live here? What's going on? Why are you here?
Thanksgiving vault.
Yeah.
Turns out,
This is going to be a bit of a more awkward podcast because this is not a format that we're used to reviewing.
Oh yeah, so they kind of skip ahead before she. Sorry, she wants to know why you're here.
Yeah, what are you doing here, Greg?
So now we kind of swap over to some Greg backstory.
Yeah, we get his point of view of things, and he remembers the last time they met, and you know it ended in a hug, but it'd been super stressful. And he starts wondering if, you know, maybe he should have just kept walking instead of talking to Rebecca when he heard her singing. And
he was starting to kind of doubt himself. And...
yeah, he's going into full-on Greg mode.
Oh, yeah.
Full Greg mode. But yeah, turns out he lives here now. And yeah.
I think we missed an important part here, though. He kind of, you know, is getting all fiery and self-conscious here, but then he realizes maybe he kind of loves her, but...
yep, but doesn't want to admit that he loves her.
No, he's going crazy again. Yep. You know, the last time he started having these feelings, you know what happened? We all watched the show.
Yep.
He's trying to talk himself out of it.
He's turning the Greg up to 11.
Exactly. What the hell is he thinking?
Oh, Greg. But yeah, he lives in New York now.
Yeah, funny story.
That's nice.
Man, Rebecca kind of seems surprised and shocked, but says it's great.
She's still, like, in manic mode and is rambling.
Yeah, I'm trying to read her text here. It's like, she's all over the place.
Yeah.
Asked him about 50 questions.
Yep.
Which is perfect Rebecca mimicking here, I think.
Yeah. She does the rapid fire thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, that's what she's doing. But, yeah, Greg starts thinking, you know, she doesn't love him. She never will love him. And he's being ridiculous. And, yeah.
Yeah, so he's kind of like, yeah, I work here now. And he kind of turns and runs away or something.
Right? Yeah, yeah. He's like, well, I live in Brooklyn, but I work here. And then he, like, runs off. In full Greg.
Yeah, I'm sorry if it bothers you that I'm here, and just, like, books it.
Yeah.
I think he's reading her, like, going nutty here as, like, being bothered by it, as opposed to being, like, flustered like she is. Like, she doesn't know how to react to all this emotion.
Yeah.
He's reading that as, like, she's upset about it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Get inside his head a little bit here, and we learn he opened a coffee shop.
Yeah, and that's perfect. That's perfect for Greg. That's a great thing for him.
Called the Smash Butterfly. I mean, the bean.
Yeah.
Probably Rebecca inspired, maybe. Yeah,
he does say that it is Rebecca inspired. Like, he didn't realize it at the time, but he realized it later after he named it that it was Rebecca inspired.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then we flip back to Rebecca. Does he have more to say about Greg?
Nope, just wanted to make sure I didn't miss something there. Yeah, it's like to Rebecca.
Yeah, and she just sort of stands there stunned for a minute while Greg stomps off. And then she decides to go running after him in 4-inch heels.
Yeah, at first she kind of was wondering why the fact that he was here and was like bothering her so much. Okay, maybe she was a little bothered too.
Yeah.
Maybe Greg was actually reading her, but she didn't really have her emotions sorted out yet. Because then she realizes that she's processing this and he's walking away, that she actually loved him. And that's why she was so, like, upset about it. And then she kind of got sad that she was going to, like, blow this opportunity and decided to chase after him in her heels.
Yep. 4-inch heels.
4 inches seems like a lot of inches.
That's so many inches. I can't even walk briskly in 2.5 inches. So, running in 4 seems...
a little rickety.
It seems irresponsible. You're going to break your ankle, Rebecca. Don't run in 4-inch heels. even Wonder Woman had the superpower to turn her boots from heels to flats when she ran.
Really?
Yep.
Is that, like, a real thing?
In the TV show, yeah.
Like, they put that as part of it, that she could transform them?
Well, no, it wasn't a thing, but it was a thing that happened.
That's what I was trying to wonder, if they actually, like, changed out her shoes, like, to hide it, or if they, like, made it a part of her thing, part of her deal.
Yeah, they, like, just changed out her shoes and didn't mention it.
Okay.
But when she was running, they were
flats. She was, like, just talking and stuff, shoes and heels?
Yep.
Okay.
Let her wear flats! She's Wonder Woman! But yeah, she's running after Greg, screaming for him like a mad woman, pushing people out of the way.
Greg's all in his head and doesn't hear.
Yep.
And then she eventually catches up to him and kind of smashes into his back.
Yep.
Falls over, I think, right? Yeah, flat on the sidewalk with Rebecca. And Greg kind of makes fun of her and says she should just walk.
Yeah. Which, seriously, just walk!
He was going to get away.
Take your shoes off.
It's cold out. You get cold on that cold sidewalk.
How warm are Louboutins?
Well, her feet are 4 inches off the ground. She doesn't have to make contact with that cold snow/concrete. No, they don't seem like the warmest shoe.
No.
Not like you can wear like big woolly socks and those things, right? Mm-mm. I'd imagine they're tight.
Yep.
Maybe I'll make that a new trend, like high heel shoes that are big enough to allow you to wear woolen socks.
Oh, you're going to make that a trend?
Yeah.
You're going to do that.
Very influential, Emma.
So you're going to start wearing high heels with big woolen socks?
I'm going to create and promote them. And other people will wear
them. So you're just going to make something you're not going to use?
People do it all the time. Isn't a lot of women's clothing designed by men?
I guess. Some of them wear it.
Okay, well, maybe I'll have to wear them too. Will that help or hurt my sales? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on how they look.
If I design them, probably terrible. It's not the point.
I mean, that is kind of the point of high-heeled shoes, though, is to look nice.
I guess. So casual high heels aren't a thing?
I mean, they are, but not really. Like, they were in, like, the early 2000s. Like, I had a pair of high-heeled tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. You already have these things. You could have worn woolen socks and those.
I mean...
They were pretty big, too, weren't they? How high up were they?
No, they weren't that high. They were, like, that high.
About 3 inches, for those of you listening.
No, like, 2.5.
2.5, all right. A lot different than 3.
It is in heels! If that extra half inch, you're just like a big difference in angle. Anyways, so Greg makes fun of her, and then they kiss.
Yeah. They fit together well.
Yeah.
Feels right.
It was a holiday miracle.
Line from the story. Commentary. Oh, yeah, so Marco's passed now.
Oh.
Go. So Thanksgiving's been lonely, but he tries to go home to visit his mom and their family, but he's just so busy at this coffee shop, he can't really get out of the city much.
Why is the coffee shop open on Thanksgiving?
I'm sure people want coffee.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah. People are still out and about in the city, right? Maybe. Some people go out to restaurants for Thanksgiving. In a big city like New York, there's always going to be people around.
I suppose.
And those people, if they just had a big turkey dinner, they want some coffee. But yeah, since he didn't go home and visit his mom, he met Rebecca, which, you know, could change his life forever, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. But they end by, wait, hold on. They end with, I love you, let's get tacos.
It's a Thanksgiving tradition for Rebecca. I don't think we've got to review that part.
Yeah.
But every Thanksgiving, she goes has a bag of tacos in memory of Greg, I guess. And they decide that the two of them are going to take it really slow so they don't mess this up.
Yep.
Rebecca's finally happy and she doesn't want to, you know, go crazy on him, I guess. Is that in there?
Yeah,
that's my interpretation if I didn't exactly read that. But
that's basically it.
Yeah, and I'm sure Greg doesn't want to get hurt again because that was damaging for him too. But, you know, they're going to take it slow. They're going to do it right.
Yeah. And first they're going to go get tacos.
Yeah.
I want tacos.
Prediction. Happily ever after.
Ooh. So, Mike, that was your first fan fiction.
It was fun. I think it was a quality, like, season cap.
Yeah.
Possible season cap, depending on how it ends, but I think it works. Good wrap up.
Yeah.
Put it plenty into the future to kind of separate it from the series here. For those Greg fans, I'm sure it's a good ending.
Yeah.
If they're going to get back together, it's going to be something like this.
Yeah.
It has to be pretty much a random chance meeting. I don't think they're going to go seeking each other.
Yeah. Probably not. If Greg didn't come back after Rebecca's suicide attempt.
Good point. He needs some time alone.
Yeah.
More than a little time, I think.
Yeah.
5 years.
Yeah. So now, what I kind of want to do, maybe I'll cut this out. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. I want to talk about, because, you know, eventually this season will end. Sadly.
You have to wait a whole year for, like, more shows.
Yeah, wait till most October. Of the year. And, for more shows. And, we would miss you all too much to just not record anything.
That'd just be weird.
So, we are probably going to do another show in the off season. We haven't decided what that show is, but I kind of want to throw out some of the shows I'm thinking about, list the pros and cons, and just sort of let you guys, like, mull it over on Twitter until the end of...
Give us some suggestions. I know there's a lot of, like, fans of, you know, the medium here, so what's good? What should we review?
Yeah.
Something that's not too overly covered, I would say.
So, some of the... Just to give you guys, like, an idea of, like, some of the stuff I was thinking. And this could definitely... Like, this list can be added to, or, and, like...
It's not a strict list, like, written in blood or anything?
Yeah. And, we definitely want your feedback on these. First one I'm thinking of, and I'm hesitant only for one reason, is The Good Place, which I think, with our format, would be very interesting to talk about. Because you haven't seen, you even know what The Good Place is?
I consider it my my office, where I have a nice chair and a TV and all sorts of, like, video games, okay, Netflix.
I meant the show The Good Place. Mike knows nothing about this show, and I think it'd be really interesting to get Mike's first impression of the show.
To do another, like we did in the first two seasons, where I'm, like, the one who knows nothing and you know everything, and I get to look like a fool for two seasons.
Like a fool? I would not say you look like a fool.
Sound like one.
Yeah, this is an audio format. I think that's fun.
All right. So the pros are what about this
the
now?
The pros are that I think, and I also think it'd be interesting to have two atheists talk about a show set in the afterlife. Well, I'm going to tell you about it.
Interesting, okay.
The cons are that, and this isn't even really a con, it's just, like, something that makes me go, like, oh, I don't know, is that Suzanne from Crazy Ex-Girlfans has also talked about starting a podcast on The Good Place.
That would be kind of like stealing her idea.
It'd be like, I'd feel like we were copying her a little bit. Like, even though, like, I was, like, mulling this over in my head, like, before she said that, I'm like, well, she said it publicly first.
Yeah, it's on a recorded record.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I don't want to copy her. And also, how many times am I going to make the same podcast as Suzanne?
Good point. Gonna track you down at some point.
She is, and I mean, it would be a different podcast, because I mean, anybody who's listened to both shows knows that we're different. Like, we have very different takes on things, including donuts.
Oh, they love these crazy donuts.
Yeah, they love shit on their donuts.
Oh man.
Ugh.
They probably eat bacon on their donuts.
Oh, monsters. but yeah, so it would obviously be a very different. But that's the only thing that gives me pause on that one. The second one.
So what did she do before Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? Let's do that.
I don't know if she did a podcast before Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Whatever she was gonna do, that's what we... That's what we do. Next choice, I've talked about a little bit before, but in fact, it was one of the two shows that when I walked into Mike's house and told him we were going to make a podcast.
The cartoon one, right?
Yeah, Steven Universe is definitely an option. I love this show. I think it's sweet. I think it's funny. I think it's got, again, some fun surprises for Mike not having seen the show before. It'd be fun to experience for the first time again vicariously through you. And yeah, I think that it would be a fun show to talk about. One thing I'm nervous about is that it has very, very, very protective fans.
So if we review it poorly, we're going to get some hate mail?
Yeah, or it's, even if we review it positively and have a different take, we might get some hate mail.
All right.
There are some...
It also feels like the format might be tough on that, because they're short little episodes.
And yeah, can we that's...
sit there and review them well? And also, the humor, would it translate well? I don't know.
See, the thing is, Mike has seen the first four episodes of Steven Universe. It gets more complex later on. Once you get, to 13. And I would say that we would probably do, them in, four episodes. Bundles instead of just one
bunches.
15. Yes, bunches. Instead of just one episode, one show like we're doing right now, most of the time.
Unless we get behind.
Well, no, because Steven Universe has a very weird new episode release schedule. They'll drop five, and then you won't they'll drop five in 1 week, and then you won't get anything for 3 months.
Yeah, weird.
And so, there's not really a point in, us, scrambling to catch up with so we can talk about the new episodes when we're, once we get there. That's it. For, months. I don't know why they do that.
So, is everything on your list on Netflix or Amazon Prime? Because that's my viewing options.
They are all... Some of them are on Amazon Prime. Some of them are on Netflix. Some of them are on Hulu.
I'd have to open an account.
You would have to open a Hulu account.
All right, sorry.
A Hulu account is not that expensive.
All right, I can probably handle it.
I think it's cheaper than Netflix. Next one, Rick and Morty, which might, now that I'm saying it out loud, I think it might be talked about a little bit too much, and I'm also worried about the Rick and Morty fans are very has like a very toxic group of fans in its fandom.
That's the very basic premise of the show.
Because
I keep hearing Mork and Mindy when you say that title.
It's not that. It's close to. It started as a Back to the Future parody.
Oh, those two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marty.
Morty. Grandpa, mad scientist, drags his grandson around on adventures across dimensions.
All right.
It's a great show. I love it, but I don't know. Rick and Morty fans make me nervous as a woman with an opinion.
Oh. All right.
And it's not even anything in the show that would... I don't know why it attracts, this, very toxic masculinity, but it has that.
We both might not be very good representatives for that.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to hear it.
Maybe they do. Maybe we'll get told to kill ourselves a whole bunch of times.
I've never gotten hate mail before. Have we received any negative,
anything? No! The Crazy Ex-Girlfriend fandom is, so positive and amazing. Or they have been to us, anyways. So... This is why it's I'm getting nervous to oh, these more toxic fandoms. but yeah, so that one I'm a little nervous about. if we were to decide to do that one. But apparently getting hate mail sounds like a fun thing to you. Here's the thing though, they're not gonna send it to you, Mike.
Yeah, you'll get it and I can just hear about it.
Why doesn't Mike tell Angie to shut up? She's such a stupid bitch.
Your voice is so annoying.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I hate her laugh. All right. Moving on. Next one. Thinking about Gravity Falls. Which is sort of like...
A little redundant.
Which is sort of like Twin Peaks meets, like...
I also don't know Twin Peaks.
X-Files.
Okay.
Meets cute, fluffy Disney kids show.
So, paranormal Disney?
Yeah, but it's not like, it's got, like, a mystery element to it, and it's got... Like, it's for kids, but it's definitely got, like, some, like, jokes that, like, only adults would get, and it's got like, all sorts of hidden secret codes in it that you could try to find. That'd be fun for you during prediction time.
Oh, goodness.
Find the codes, find the hidden clues.
I'll miss them all.
Interpret the Zodiac, Mike.
The killer?
No. Maybe. Kind of. You'll see if we do this show.
What was it called again?
Gravity Falls.
Gravity Falls, okay.
And there's only 2 seasons of that show. That show's done.
Being shorter season would be better if we're just doing this for an off-season of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I think, I mean, there are 2 seasons, but I think they're like 23 episodes each.
No, maybe not.
I mean, but they're half-hour episodes, whereas like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is...
Probably only do one of those seasons during the off time then.
Yeah, then we could go back pause to... and go back to it afterwards.
Yeah.
You're going to say no to this one.
What?
Glow?
Oh, that one looks so weird. I don't know why. I all I see is Netflix photos of it. That's it. Like, what the heck is going on here?
I don't know.
This might seem like an Angie perfect show here, the pro wrestling kind of element, right?
Yeah.
Wrestlers?
Yeah, lady wrestlers. Gorgeous ladies of wrestling. I don't think we're going to get a lot of votes for this one.
If the fans demand it, then I shall do it. But otherwise, yeah. Okay.
All right. Next one. The Mindy Project.
I do like that actress. I don't know the show, though.
All right. So that's...
She was one of my favorites on The Office, right?
Same actress. I think this show is really cute. I think it's really fun. And I think it'd be fun to talk about.
Yeah.
If you want us to talk about The Mindy Project, let us know. Tweet at us. Send us a message on Facebook. While you still can.
It's a, a woman protagonist is the main character, right?
Yep.
Kind of her story.
Yep, she's a doctor, though. Not a lawyer.
Still a high-powered professional lady.
Yeah.
I would assume power being a doctor.
Yeah.
It's a pretty powerful position.
Yeah.
A lot of doctor shows out there, though. Is it set in the doctor office a lot, or...
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it's cute. Mindy's kind of messy.
Yeah.
But she's great at her job. It's nice. It's a cute show.
Messy like Rebecca Messy?
She doesn't interpret the world as a series of musical numbers.
No singing in this one?
No. Right? No? If I'm forgetting a musical episode of The Mindy Project, let me know.
But it's like an exception if there is a music.
Yeah. Next one is Star versus the Forces of Evil. This one is fun. This is a fun, cute...
Cartoon,
yes. About a princess from another dimension who comes to Earth as a foreign exchange student. And, fights evil. She's got a magic wand.
Alright.
It's cool.
Seems a lot out there.
It's fun. There are puppies that shoot lasers in it, Mike.
Can't go wrong with that.
You can't go wrong with that. Who doesn't love laser puppies? Nazis.
I can't think of a single person.
Nazis, that's who.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Maybe they do.
I think this might be universal.
Maybe. That might be the one thing everybody can agree on. Is puppies with laser eyes. If you want Star vs. the Forces of Evil, tweet at us. Maybe towards the end of this season we'll We'll do like the four things that I've heard the most of, and we'll just make like a Twitter poll.
Mm-hmm. Like it?
Yeah. Next one is the Tick, but not the cartoon Tick. Both live action Ticks.
There's two of them?
Oh yeah. There's one.
I remember there's one from the 90s, right?
That's the cartoon from the 90s. Then early 2000s, there was a live action one with Patrick Warburton.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
That's the one you're thinking of. I saw
an episode of it, or maybe two, but definitely not a lot.
Yeah, there weren't a lot. No. There were 10? There are 10 episodes of that Tick. And then there is a new season, new show of the Tick on Amazon Prime right now. They've only released the first half of the season. The second half, I gotta wait till February to watch. Bastards.
Damn it.
But they're really great.
February is not that far away. It's a couple weeks away.
The president is tweeting about nuclear war.
We might not have another month.
We might not have another month. We might not make it to Black Panther.
That would be tragic. That wasn't sarcastic.
No, it would be. Yeah, no, it would actually be tragic. I'd just be sitting in hell all mad.
So there's already a Black Panther, though. Is there going to be a show? Because the movie, there's a Black Panther movie recently, was there not?
It's not out yet. It's not out till February.
Oh, it's not out yet? I just haven't heard about it already. Okay. Yeah, that'd be tragic.
Yeah. Yeah, we might not make it to Black Panther, let alone the Tick. All right? So... yeah. Hopefully we won't all die in a nuclear apocalypse.
Start storing food, everybody.
Start storing food.
Bomb shelters would probably be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of nuclear war, Adventure Time is another show we could talk about.
Is nuclear war in Adventure Time? That's the one with the, that's like D&D themed?
It's got a lot of D&D influence in it, yeah. So that would be interesting, I think, for us to talk about.
Which of these, how many more do we got?
One more, after this.
Okay. Sorry, I was going to make a comment, but I decided it wasn't a good comment to land.
Oh, okay.
I already forgot what the comment was, so I guess it's not going to happen.
Oh no, we're never going to know!
It's a tragedy on par with the burning of that great library.
Yeah.
You probably know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that one. See, who says more dumb stuff? I already proved it.
Okay, so yeah, Adventure Time, I think, again, for the prediction value, I think would be fun. Just to watch you sort of, because it's got a very deep lore that you kind of have to be paying attention to pick up on.
Okay.
It's eventually all explained towards the end, but it's all there.
They all wrap it together.
It's all seeded at the beginning, so.
That's always fun when they
Wrap
some of the storylines up nicely instead of everything just being random and weird.
Yeah. So yeah, that's an option. And Adventure Time, there's a ton of seasons, but it's ended or is about to end, so we don't have to worry about catching up to new episodes.
Got it.
If we were to do that one. And then last one is Community. First of all, Community is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love Community. I think it's got so much heart. The characters are, they're not caricatures. They're very much themselves. We would have to decide. The problem with Community is we might have to skip season 4.
That's bad or what?
Yeah, they fired Dan Harmon, the creator / showrunner, for season 4. And it was, I talked about bad fan fiction.
Uh-huh.
It was bad fan fiction.
Season 4 is bad fan fiction.
In my opinion of Community. There are people who don't see a difference. And I'm like, what show have you been watching the previous 3 seasons?
Or we could watch all of season 4 and do like one review on it.
That's
talk about how terrible it is.
Okay, we could do that. Because I don't... Yeah, one Band-Aid, just rip it off, because I don't want to dread watching Community every week. Just sad, like, when does the season end? But yeah, so Community would be really fun to talk about. If you...
Like Community Ed, or what's the Community in reference to here?
It's based on a community college Spanish study group.
Okay. It was community education.
Yep.
Got it.
But also, community in general. Like, it's multiple meanings. Yeah. There are levels. Levels.
I only have one thing to add to the list, because it just popped in my head.
Alright.
Because it's something that's on my list that I wanted to watch anyways.
Alright.
Handmaid's Tale.
Oh!
Read the book. Haven't seen the show.
Oh, you have read the book.
I have read the book. Yeah, that's all I got, though.
Alright.
The only thing on my personal list to watch right now.
Have you watched Jessica Jones? I can't remember.
Yep.
You have. Okay, was Luke Cage you haven't watched?
Correct. Alright. Or the skinny white guy.
Alright, I'm not watching Iron Fist again. I'm not. You can't make me. I don't care if everybody writes in and says, Iron Fist, we're not watching Iron Fist. Alright? We're just not. It's not a thing we're doing. Also, not the Defenders.
Same reason.
Same reason. Maybe Iron Fist would be, like, I'd hate him less if he was surrounded by people I liked. No, it just made me hate him more. Like, you're taking time away from people I like. I hate you.
I should watch Luke Cage. I was trying to figure out what to watch. That's where I was thinking Handmaid's Tale. But
Handmaid's Tale is on Hulu.
And I can't watch... the president one now, House of Cards.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite done with that.
No,
I can't finish it.
No. That's rough.
It's all right. It was kind of slowing down. Don't suggest House of Cards. You know, having not seen any of these, it's hard to make a decision.
Yeah.
So we need something that will provoke discussion, maybe even not on topic discussion. Because the shows like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, a lot of like real life things are happening that we can get upset about and talk about, or just comment about in general. So that's a a plus on the side of all like the reality based shows in this list, as opposed to like some of the crazier ones there, like in Starfire or whatever it was.
Star Wars and the Force of Evil.
That one. But I'm not saying it wouldn't be a big good choice, and I'm sure it could come up all sorts of different things to talk about. Maybe it's good to go different than what we had been doing. I don't know. Hard to say.
Well, the problem is I have to think of like a show title for all of these things.
Maybe whichever one you can think of the best title for, we'll just go with.
I don't have them all right now.
It's all right. Maybe we'll get some good feedback and someone will just make a convincing argument why one of these shows ought to be the show
maybe. That
the next podcast is based on.
Yeah. Well, if you like, if there's one of these shows you want to hear us talk about, tweet at us, because...
It's a long list. I'm having a hard time making up the lines.
It's a long list. I would really like to get it, like, narrowed down to, like, yeah, there are definitely four front runners here, and then, like, make a Twitter poll at the end of season 3. I think that's what I'll do.
Alright. Maybe I'll have to, like... look these up in the meantime and try to come up with an opinion.
You can't look up any of them.
Never mind. I'll know nothing.
Some of these, like, especially, you can't look up.
Well, then we got to cross Handmaid's Tale off the list because having read the book, I'll know too much. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I read the book. So.
And it's going to prep you for your not-so-distant future.
Damn it.
Maybe this will be too depressing to watch that one.
We're going to need a lot of wine for that one. Like, a lot of wine. Also, I'm going to yell at you a lot. Like, a lot. And then Eric's not going to be very happy.
You'll come home all worked up every night?
Yep.
Multiple nights, because you have to prep for the show, too.
Mm-hmm. I have to watch the episodes multiple times. That's what people don't understand is like I have to watch this multiple times to...
That can just peep into the plight of women from afar and be amused by the toilings that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
I'm getting a bad look right now. Okay. Not undeserved.
No, it's not undeserved. Oh, all right. Well, that's all I got. We were going to talk about our 23andMe DNA test results, but apparently Mike failed his DNA test.
Yeah, they won't give me my results.
I've got mine.
I've got, like, mutated genes like an X-Man. And they're just too confused to release it back to me, and they're doing further research with the government, probably.
Probably.
And I might be abducted.
Yeah, that's... See, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. You win, I'm crying crazy. Huh? Who loves Lizzo? Who loves Lizzo? Tweet at us if you love Lizzo. If you don't love Lizzo, look up Lizzo. What if you have
no idea what you're talking about?
Lizzo is a woman rapper. She is based in Minneapolis, and she is amazing.
All right.
And, yeah, look up Truth Hurts. And
does she like DNA testing?
That's a lyric from her most recent single. I believe it's her most recent single called Truth Hurts. And, yeah. Anyways, look up Lizzo right now. Go look her up. Listen to Truth Hurts. You're welcome. So, yeah. Mike is, like, part X-Man.
And Angie is 100%
that bitch. White. I am 99%.
You're the whitest person I know.
I don't believe that for a second. I know many of the same people that you know.
And they're 100%? And not just 99.8%?
Possibly. I don't know. There are people who are 100% white.
All right. Well, to genetically test everyone we know and find out.
Yeah, this is going to get expensive.
Probably going to be you.
I'm not convinced. That's hard to be. You. Yeah, 99.8% white. I am 0.2% Southeast Asian.
Back in the 1700s?
Yeah, back in the 1700s. I had an ancestor who was Southeast Asian. I don't know what happened to that.
I really want to know the backstory now.
I do,
the genetic test should tell you, like, more, like... He traveled on boat to the new European land and...
Here's the thing,
went, like, to Finland and...
You know, you get, like, your, like... Because or 23andMe, like, shows you, like, people that you're related to. None of my other, like... people that I'm distantly related to have Southeast Asian.
Really?
That have, like, taken the DNA test and agreed to share it with distant relatives.
Interesting.
Like, none of them. The closest is East Asian.
Tell me, because he got banished.
Probably.
Banished from the white community for breaking the bloodline. That's your past.
Oh.
Wrap this thing up.
Anyways, that's... I don't know why you guys like this show.
Definitely not this one. Well, the fanfic was great, but we were a little scattered on this one, I think.
Yeah, we were a little bit more loosey-goosey. This episode isn't canon, you guys. It's fine. It's fine.
Skip it if you want. Yeah. Too late, I guess, if you're listening to this. But
if you wanted to, you could have. I don't know.
Your fault. We didn't make it.
I don't know what you're doing. Review us on iTunes.
Maybe wait until the next episode, yeah, then review us on iTunes.
Yeah, let's... Maybe don't review this one. But think about all the past episodes that you did like. Yeah, so that's the show. Follow us on Twitter at You Ruin Every Pod. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for You Ruin Everything. We don't know how to end this podcast. #ButtStuff.
We're still doing it.
Still doing it!